Yo, you know what time it is? This is LDRT Matter Podcast Show right back here online, and you can get to listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Anchor FM. Thank you, everyone, for always staying tuned on this show. We're about to get started now, so don't touch the dial. I'll be right back.
Hello, good evening. Welcome back. This is LDRT Matter Podcast Show on Conflow Tube Tunes channel on Spotify. We're back online again, and today we still continue the episode on my 5 years experience as a podcaster or in podcasting industry. So today we want to look at the challenges that are there that I went through, the things that, you know, seems difficult for me to overcome, but thank God we are now 5 years in and we're still counting. So the first challenge is that you find it hard to get audience. When you first start, or when I first started my podcast, it was only my family member that knew about it. You know, I'll post on my status, I'll post on my Facebook page, my Instagram page, this and that. Some of my close friends, they listen, but at that time, your family members will not even listen. Don't even count them as part of your audience. So it was so hard getting people to listen, even though the content was good. Second challenge being a podcaster since 5 years was that there are lots of podcasters in the field already. There are a lot of podcasts everywhere, was buzzing, and you know, people were trying to, you know, doing it with that competitiveness from the very beginning was hard. I ran. If you know the kind of race where I pick, just to, you know, meet up, you know, did a lot of research, look at my competitions in the field, that okay, what are those people doing? And I realized that there were a lot of resources I didn't have. So that's the third challenge. I had challenges of not having the right equipment and the right marketing strategies. And the right marketing strategy sometimes will cost you money, because you need to pay some agencies, or you need to even, you know, get more data to stay more online than your usual online activities time. See, you get. So those were the challenges that made the journey rough from the very beginning. And the fact that few of my friends believe that podcast was something meaningful. You know, I had the challenges of convincing families and friends that podcast too can make you money. You know, sometimes people were like, it's because you talk too much, so you feel like there's no avenue for you to express yourself than to go and be doing podcasts. Well, I believe that there are some podcasters, there are some motivational speakers that they charge billions of money just to speak for 1 hour. So I had that feeling that I'll get there one day. So I didn't stop despite all these challenges, all these difficulties I saw on the way. Another challenge that really got me stuck at one point in time was writing script and time management. There's no how much you have that time management skills from, you know, before you get into podcasting, that you won't have a bit of each when you start podcasting. Because when I started podcasting, before I started podcasting, I could manage my time. If I say this particular time I'm going to stop being online, I would use that time to read, because then I had a book club that I was really, really involved actively in. So I had my time scheduled. I do things regimentedly. I was living a regimented life, and I was even a student then. So it was very, very regimented. But it was challenging, you know, when I started podcasting. It was very, very challenging for me to say I will get back from school, you know, find a quiet place. That was another challenge, finding a quiet place to record when you are living amidst people, maybe in a hostel, or you stay in an environment where there are facilities that, you know, use overhead megaphones. It was really tough finding. So most of the times I record were in the middle of the night when everybody's sleepy. It flows, no, you know, the vibe was always there, especially in that middle of the night. No interruption, no noise from outside, no interference. So it was always sweet, but it was a challenge. And some days then too, when I started, I had roommates at one point. So it was a challenge. I had to look for times when they were not in the room that we quickly record. I did a lot of editing with some records just to cut out some interference, some noises, some background distortion. So time management too was a bit of a challenge for me from the beginning. And writing script, I had to write script because I'm someone that is a free will talker. So when I talk, I don't keep to time, especially talking. I had to go through a series of trainings, personal training, just to be sure that, okay, this is the particular time I'm going to talk for. If I say I want to talk for 2 minutes, I don't exceed that 2 minutes. I talk for exactly 2 minutes because I did presentations while I was in school. So I've already got used to them. But when I started podcast, it was a big deal for me, especially on topic that is, that is opinion matter based or that is perspective based. You have to talk from your perspective, and talking from your perspective, you will insert your story, you bring in illustrations, you make your point just to, get your message across to your audience. It was a big deal for me. So I had to, keep myself in check, keep my time short on air. I don't want to record more than 5 minutes because I still had intro, outro, music, commercials and all that. So I had to use script to, keep myself in check. And that was a big deal. Writing script. Oh, God. I thought it was quite easy. Shebi is just to write what I was saying now. That's not hard. But when I started, when I really went fully into writing script for podcasts, I knew that it wasn't easy. But, over the years now, it has been easy. Once I know a topic I want to talk about, I jot out my point. And then I just write few things I need to say that are cogent, and the rest takes off. So what are the other challenges? Do you think I should continue, or should I do this continuation in another episode? But I feel like that was the major challenges I faced while I started or while doing podcasting. So podcasting is fun. For someone that talks, you love talking, and you feel like everybody gets tired of it when you talk. Nobody wants to hear you. People feel like, oh, you talk too much. Can you just let us hear what? So I feel like that's an avenue for you to do something and, monetize. Monetization will not come at the very beginning. Let me tell you that it won't come at the very beginning unless from the very beginning you have, jump starts, or you have used Nitro Boost to push yourself further. But if you are starting from the very, very scratch, like getting equipment yourself, using phone, using your room, not a studio, you are going to do a lot of work to get there. So I'm doing shout out to all of you out there that are podcaster like me, still struggling with one or two things. It's going to get better. Don't give up. Don't you ever give up. If it's what you love and your passion, just keep at it. You will make way through, because I also will make a way through in this. So for those upcoming ones, for those prospective ones, you see this as a field you want to venture into, and don't be scared. These are the challenges. I overcame them. I'm overcoming them. And you can also overcome them. Yes, that is it for today's episode. Hear from me again some other time. It's still me, Comfy Flex. Cover with the flex to the stressor. That's my life. Ciao. Enjoy your day and have a blessed weekend. Bye for now. Hello, good evening. Welcome back. This is Audio Arts Matter podcast show on Conflow Tube Tunes channel on Spotify. We're back online again, and today we still continue the episode on my 5 years experience as a podcaster or in podcasting industry. So today we want to look at the challenges that are there that I went through, the things that seems difficult for me to overcome, but thank God we are now 5 years in and we're still counting. So the first challenge is that you find it hard to get audience. When you first start, or when I first started my podcast, it was only my family member that knew about it. I'll post on my status, I'll post on my Facebook page, my Instagram page, this and that. Some of my close friends, they listen, but at that time, your family members will not even listen. Don't even count them as part of your audience. So it was so hard getting people to listen. Even though the content was good, Second challenge being a podcaster since 5 years was that there are a lot of podcasters in the field already. There are a lot of podcasts everywhere was buzzing, and you know, people were trying to, you know, doing it with that competitiveness from the very beginning was hard. I ran. If you know the kind of race where I pick, just to, you know, meet up, you know, did a lot of research, look at my competitions in the field, that okay, what are those people doing? And I realized that there were a lot of resources I didn't have. So that's the third challenge. I had challenges of not having the right equipment and the right marketing strategies. And the right marketing strategy sometimes will cost you money, because you need to pay some agencies, or you need to even, you know, get more data to stay more online than your usual online activities time. So you get, so those were the challenges that made the journey rough from the very beginning. And the fact that few of my friends believed that podcast was something meaningful, you know, I had the challenges of convincing families and friends that podcast too can make you money. You know, sometimes people were like, it's because you talk too much, so you feel like there's no avenue for you to express yourself than to go and be doing podcasts. Well, I believe that there are some podcasters, there are some motivational speakers that they charge billions of money just to speak for 1 hour. So I had that feeling that I'll get there one day. So I didn't stop despite all these challenges, all these difficulties I saw on the way. Another challenge that really got me stuck at one point in time was writing script and time management. There's no how much you have that time management skills from, you know, before you get into podcasting, that you won't have a bit of each when you start podcasting. Because when I started podcasting, before I started podcasting, I could manage my time. If I say this particular time I'm going to stop being online, I would use that time to read, because then I had a book club that I was really, really involved actively in. So I had my time scheduled. I do things regimentedly. I was living a regimented life, and I was even a student then. So it was very, very regimented. But it was challenging, you know, when I started podcasting. It was very, very challenging for me to say I will get back from school, you know, find a quiet place. That was another challenge, finding a quiet place to record when you are living amidst people, maybe in a hostel, or you stay in an environment where there are facilities that, you know, use overhead megaphones. It was really tough finding. So most of the times I record were in the middle of the night when everybody's sleepy. It flows, no, you know, the vibe was always there, especially in that middle of the night. No interruption, no noise from outside, no interference. So it was always sweet, but it was a challenge. And some days then too, when I started, I had roommates at one point. So it was a challenge. I had to look for times when they were not in the room that we quickly record. I did a lot of editing with some record set just to cut out some interference, some noises, some background distortion. So time management too was a bit of a challenge for me from the beginning. And writing script. I had to write script because I'm someone that is a free will talker. So when I talk, I don't keep to time, especially talking. I had to go through series of trainings, personal training, just to be sure that, okay, this is the particular time I'm going to talk for. If I say I want to talk for 2 minutes, I don't exceed that 2 minutes. I talk for exactly 2 minutes, because I did presentations while I was in school. So I've already, like, you know, got used to that. But when I started podcast, it was a big deal for me, especially on topic that is, you know, that is opinion matter based, or that is perspective based. You know, you have to talk from your perspective, and talking from your perspective, you will insert your stories, you bring in illustrations, you make your point just to, you know, get your message across to your audience. It was a big deal for me. So I had to, you know, keep myself in check, keep my time short on air. I don't want to record more than 5 minutes. because I still had intro, outro, music, commercials and all that. So I had to use script to, you know, keep myself in check. And that was a big deal. Writing script. Oh, God. I thought it was quite easy. You know, Shebi is just to write what I was saying now. That's not hard. But when I started, when I really went fully into writing script for podcasts, I knew that it wasn't easy. But, you know, over the years now, it has been easy. Once I know a topic I want to talk about, I jot out my point. And then I just write few things I need to say that are cogent. And, you know, the rest takes off. So what are the other challenges? Do you think I should continue or should I find... Or should I do this continuation another episode? But I feel like that was the major challenges I faced while I started or while doing podcasting. So podcasting is fun. For someone that talks, you love talking and you feel like everybody gets tired of it when you talk. Nobody wants to hear you. People feel like, oh, you talk too much. Can you just let us hear what? So I feel like that's an avenue for you to do something and, you know, monetization will not come at the very beginning. Let me tell you that it won't come at the very beginning unless from the very beginning you have, you know, jump start or you have used Nitro Boost to, you know, push yourself further. But if you are starting from the very, very scratch, like getting equipment yourself, you know, using phone, using your room, not a studio, you are going to do a lot of work to get there. So I'm doing shout out to all of you out there that are podcaster like me, you know, still struggling with one or two things. It's going to get better. Don't give up. Don't you ever give up. If it's what you love and your passion, just keep at it. You will make way through. Because I also will make a way through in this. So for those upcoming ones, for those prospective ones, you see this as a field you want to venture into. And don't be scared. These are the challenges. I overcame them. I'm overcoming them. And you can also overcome them. Yes, that is it for today's episode. Hear from me again some other time. It's still me, Comfy Flex. Come for with the flex to the stressor. Not some like you. Ciao. Enjoy your day and have a blessed weekend. Bye for now.